It's All Things Considered. I'm John Raby. A New Jersey company, Allied Signal, is buying Honeywell in a $15 billion deal. The sale means Honeywell's world headquarters will no longer be in downtown Minneapolis. The Honeywell story began more than 100 years ago. The product at the start of Honeywell's history doesn't sound especially promising. The damper flapper sounds like a soggy Charleston dancer. Actually, the damper flapper controlled furnace vents, helping Minnesotans wake up to a warm house in the winter. It was the grandfather of the ubiquitous round wall thermostat that came out in 1953. Corporate historian Jeffrey Rodingen says the idea behind the damper flapper was to prove Honeywell's bread and butter.
Honeywell actually has, from this basic control, has dominated the world of controls virtually ever since. And it's one of the largest companies in America that's still active in its an original mission.
Al Butt started a company in 1885 to market his invention, the damper flapper. Investor William Sweat bought the rights in 1893, called the firm the Minneapolis Heat Regulator Company, and ran it for 40 years.
All you need is the Minneapolis Heat Regulator. It automatically controls the drafts. A change of 1 degree at the thermostat is sufficient to operate the dampers. It has proven its merit for 22 years.
In 1927, Sweat's company merged with an Indiana firm called Mark Honeywell Heating Specialties, and 7 years later with Brown Instrument of Philadelphia. It was part of a pattern of mergers, partnerships, and acquisitions that would go on to the present day, involving Raytheon, Sperry, Xerox, and General Electric. Along the way, Honeywell, which didn't take that name officially until 1964, would get involved in computers, telecom, and starting in 1942, avionics and defense.
They were responsible for saving countless lives during World War II through the invention and application of the new autopilots, particularly on American bombers. Many times during the war, bombers would return being flown almost entirely by their autopilots when their manual controls were shot away by enemy aircraft.
Honeywell actually left the defense field for a while after World War II, but then got back into it in the 1950s with bombs and torpedoes. In 1968, protesters began attacking Honeywell for manufacturing cluster bombs used in Southeast Asia. On October 24, 1983, it was Honeywell's defense contracts in general that brought hundreds of protesters to the headquarters.
Police temporarily changed tactics. They opened the chain link fence and, after giving the crowd a warning, pushed their way into the crowd of demonstrators who were sitting on the pavement and refusing to move.
That day, 577 people were arrested, including the police chief's wife. The protests at Honeywell would continue until 1990, when Honeywell spun off its armaments division into Alliant Tech Systems, a totally separate company that still sees protesters every Wednesday. Around the time of the spinoff, Honeywell launched what became a highly regarded charitable effort focused on the impoverished Phillips neighborhood, the site of its world headquarters. But ask activist Marv Davidoff, the founder of the Honeywell Project, is Honeywell a good company now?
Without owning up to the mass indiscriminate slaughter they contributed to, and putting up money for demining in Laos, in Vietnam, and elsewhere, no.
The political flak coincided with bad news on the financial front. In 1988, Honeywell reported $435 million in losses and started talking about layoffs. The bad news hit home in 1989.
Good morning, I'm Kathy Werzer. 4,000 Honeywell employees will soon lose their jobs while the company sells some assets and reduces its weapons business. We have Kathy Thunheim.
Along with armaments, Honeywell dropped its computer business, refocused on control, and in 1993 picked longtime executive Michael Bonsignori as CEO. That year, he spoke with NPR's Leonard Lee about the increasing globalization of business and the chances that Honeywell might have to leave Minneapolis.
Honeywell's going to have to be competitive on the global stage in order to be strong at home.
Bonsignor insists it is important Honeywell keep its headquarters in Minnesota. But he says increasing global competition may also increase the pressure on companies to move their operations out of Minnesota.
Competition and risk are very obvious today in these markets. I think it's important that the state of Minnesota recognize that retaining companies like Honeywell and 3M and others in Minnesota, as well as the smaller companies, is very important.
Government officials say they could not convince Honeywell to alter its stand on the need to combine with Allied Signal. The deal ends 114 years of Minnesota history that began with a Swede's desire to get up to a warm room on cold Minnesota winter mornings.